The Senate today passed the bill increasing funding for local schools by $30 million in next year's budget. During both Education Committee and Finance Committee hearings, school boards and administrators have said they need a lot more money to avoid laying off teachers and cutting programs. In floor debate, Education Co-Chair Joe Thomas, a Democrat from Fairbanks, called it a modest increase of about 2% on an annual basis. He said the cost of not funding education is too expensive. He pointed to the correlation between education and corrections, saying that the money spent on the new Goose Creek prison would be equal to a $1,000 per student increase, and he said operating it will equal a $200 per student increase every year.
And unfortunately, a recent report indicates that that facility will be over capacity in just a little over 3 years. It seems to me that building up our schools and increasing education opportunity makes more sense than building more prisons. As a percentage of state funding, our investment in education is decreasing.
The bill passed on an 18-2 vote and goes next to the House. Governor Parnell has already announced that he opposes using a formulaic approach to increase spending.